You're listening to Vatican Radio. Young pilgrims from around the world began gathering early on Saturday morning at an outdoor venue in Krakow called the Campus Misericordiae, or Field of Mercy, for an evening prayer vigil. The event marks the penultimate celebration that Pope Francis is leading for the 31st World Youth Day, culminating in a Sunday morning concluding Mass. Our correspondent in Krakow, Lydia O'Kane, caught up with some of the pilgrims waiting to take part in the evening prayer vigil. As loudspeakers directed the crowds to their designated areas, Lydia spoke to Greg, a Londoner attending his fifth World Youth Day, to Rebecca from Sussex in the south of England, and to Greg, a teacher from Sydney, who'd been queuing outside the venue since early in the morning.
Yeah, we've been out since about 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh my Lord. But, obviously, you know, you're in good company.
Yeah, very good company and good group, good leader.
Is this your first World Youth Day?
No, this is my third now.
It's your third World Youth Day, okay.
A bit of a pro.
Absolutely. What are you expecting from tonight?
Just an amazing experience, I guess. I love Pope Francis and he's just amazing. Every time he speaks, he's just so mesmerising and he knows how to just talk to young people and we learn so much from him.
So a great message, and for the great message for the people back home.
Yeah.
And I should say you're from Australia.
Yeah, we're all from Australia. We're all teachers. So we're all here learning as much as we can that we can bring back to our classrooms back in Sydney. So hopefully get as much as we can out of tonight.
Have a great night. Thanks a lot.
I'm Rebecca.
You're from the UK. Where from? Whereabouts?
Sussex.
And what made you want to come to a World Youth Day?
I think to see the Universal Church in action, for the encouragement that it brings, and to really know that I'm a part of something huge, and to see the hope that that brings to the world.
It's quite manic here at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, I think everyone was expecting that, so it's not a surprise.
This is your first World Youth Day. So have you been enjoying Krakow?
I'm loving it. I visited Krakow a few years ago, and it was beautiful then, and it's just great to see so many people with such a great vibe, and everyone saying hello to each other and wanting to get to know each other and singing songs, and oh, it's just been brilliant.
What are you looking forward to when you get inside?
I think I'm looking forward to praying in the night with the Pope. I think that's just going to be amazing, and seeing so many young people doing the same, being united, and praying for the world.
What message do you hope to bring home with you?
That Jesus is alive.
So a message of mercy, a message of encouragement.
Jesus is alive, and that his mercy really never ends. I think that's something that I've really learnt this week, just that his mercy is endless, and it's more than I could possibly understand or imagine.
What's your name?
I'm Greg.
Where are you from?
London.
It's very hot, and people have been waiting a long time just even to get... And there's a bit of a walk down there as well.
Yeah, that's right, but this is World Youth Day. It's the pilgrimage. It's great. This is my fifth one. I'm well used to it. I'm well expecting it, and it's great. It's like seeing the whole world here. You see friends from all over the world, and you walk with them, and it's brilliant. Even if it's hot, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. How have you been enjoying Krakow?
Krakow's been brilliant. The welcome's been really warm, and World Youth Day has just really made the city come alive. It's been brilliant.
What are you looking forward to later on?
To be honest, I can't wait just to get to our pen and be able to see Papa Francis. Just see him there and there and celebrate with everybody.
Yeah. Have you been to the other events? Have you been to loads of the other events?
Yeah, we went to the Way of the Cross yesterday. That was really powerful, really moving, and actually just really prayerful, because that can sometimes be distracting. And we've been to lots of other things. We've been animating a catechesis session. We've had three great bishops, one from Juneau in Alaska, one from Buffalo in New York, and Bishop Keenan from Paisley. It's been fantastic.